Flub clapped his paws in time to the tune as Spingo sang. Bosey and Zaran's blade strokes matched the rhythm.
Can I come a courtin', sir? Can I woo your daughter? You can try as others have, but no these ever caught her. Tap sound and tap, 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 do you think he stands your chance? Many a swain has left his heart to a pretty maid at the dance. Round the floor now, hop, 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 whirl around just like a top. Swing her high, but hold her light, don't you try to kiss her. Poor big beast are watching you, and she's her little sister. Keep on dancing, don't dare stop, what a fix you're in, sir. Young stars her stout old mar, a twirl and rolling pincer. Skip and jump now, one, two, three, through the window, then you're free.
Bosey was blowing like a bellows with the pace.
Do you not know any slower songs, bonny lass? Maybe a soft lullaby or an old funeral march?
Spingo giggled.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bosey. A big, strong beast like yourself shouldn't be bothered by an overgrown twig like that. Let's see what you can really do with those muscles and that blade. Or are you going to be beaten by an otter lady, eh?
The lanky hare went back to his task like a creature possessed. Bark, wood, chips, leaf sprouts and twigs scattered widespread as he plied the sword blade. Flub caught on to what Spingo was doing. He called to Zaran.
Arr, he'll take some catching, Barn, by Oki he will.
The black otter also knew what was going on, but she winked at the mole and twirled their twin blades.
Do you think so? Then watch this.
With muscle and sinew toughened by grueling seasons of work on the hillside, Zaran was unstoppable. She hewed at the great tree with awesome energy. Soon there was no need of encouraging work songs. Bosey and Zaran were hacking at the tree in swift unison. Chack, thock, chack, thock. Flub watched until he judged the moment right, then called a sudden halt to the task.
Stop ye now, good beast. Stop, I says.
After listening with his ear to the sycamore trunk, the mole nodded sagely and made his report.
Who are? She's ready to go now.
Bosey leant wearily on his sword pommel.
Oh, pray tell, Sarah. How do you know that?
Flub wrinkled his snout, lowering his tone confidentially.
A cousin tree told I, sir. Stand aside now, Lizzie. William tie rope from t'other tree.
Spingo hurriedly loosened the rope from the oak on the left, as Flub undid the other rope, which the mole crew had tied during the rescue attempt. He gave Bosey and Zaran a rope each.
Right, sir and ma'am, you must fasten ye ropes firmly round ye tree, far up as ye can reach.
Taking the other end of both ropes, Flub bade Spingo to follow him. They went uphill until he judged the distance straight and just right.
Please, you're a good tree climber, Lizzie.
Scooping up some soil, Spingo rubbed it on her paws.
Good me! You show me the tree what needs climbing, and then stand clear, matey.
The mole indicated two witch elms either side of him.
Farson one to each, good and high up.
True to her word, the Gonfalon maid was an agile climber. She scaled both elms with ease, securing the ropes high, one to each tree. Returning to the sycamore, Flub outlined to Bosey and Zaran what was an extremely perilous operation.
You take three more chops apiece at each tree, then hurry back uphill. Climb up yon elms and wait my signal. Then chop ye ropes, get ye down and run for yon lies to yon hilltop.
Bosey nodded, putting up his sword.
That sounds clear enough, my friend. But why do we have to hurry?
The mole chuckled.
Cause the entire neighbourhood bees gonna collapse down the hole, and you don't want to go with that, do you, sir?
Bosey appeared quite indignant at the very idea.
Oh, I should say not. I've seen enough of that reeky old cavern, thank you. Right, my bonny tea-filling friend. Three chops apiece, eh?